Guinness has warned it has serious concerns about the London Irish signing controversial former Ireland rugby star Paddy Jackson. The drinks giant, and their parent company Diageo have told the Irish Daily Mail it will meet the club this week to discuss the decision, which is not consistent with our values. Guinness has sponsored London Irish for almost 30 years, their main sponsor, by the way. And the move will renew focus on the decision of the club, led by former Ireland coach Declan Kidney, to hire the controversial out half. Ireland, our ex-Ireland international Paddy Jackson, along with then Ulster and Ireland teammate Stuart Olling, of course, were found not guilty of rape and sexual assault at a trial in Belfast last year. But the move has prompted an angry backlash from many fans, and last week, one of the club sponsors, Cash Converters, announced it would not continue its association with the London Irish club anymore. They said, as a company, we are committed to the highest possible standards when it comes to our investments and our sponsorship and collaborations. As a result of a detailed and thorough review of our support for London Irish, we have decided to discontinue our association with the club. Now, they came out today and said it's nothing to do with Paddy Jackson. Mind you, on Twitter, going back a couple of weeks ago, they said it was. So they need to make up their mind. They're kind of hedging their bets at the moment. They're afraid some people might like them for what they're doing. And last night's statement from Diageo PLC, the owner of Guinness, is likely to ratchet up the pressure on the club over the decision to sign Paddy Jackson. And Guinness, the club's longest-standing sponsor, but in a statement released to the Extra.ie, and a spokesperson for Diageo said, we're meeting the club this week to discuss our serious concerns regarding it. Now, in May 2018, as you know, last year, Paddy Jackson and Stuart Olding were found not guilty of raping a young student at a house party. Paddy Jackson, 26 at the time, was also found not guilty of sexually assaulting the then 19-year-old woman. Blaine McElroy, 26, was found not guilty of exposure, while Rory Harrison, 25, was acquitted of perverting the course of justice and withholding information. Yet, the hashtag, I believe her, still kept going around Twitter, and there is still a cohort of people out there who still believe, for some reason, that the jury got it wrong. And you're never going to convince those people, even though these men are innocent. And this idea about, Niall, I'll tell you something now. Just because they're not guilty doesn't mean they're innocent. It does actually mean they're innocent. When you walk into court, provided you're not a criminal, you know, beforehand, when you walk into court an innocent person, which you do, you have a presumption of innocence by law. You know, in case you didn't know that, you don't need a legal brain to understand that. So you walk in, and 9 weeks later, after a 9 week trial, you're found not guilty. You walk back out of that court an innocent person. That's the way the law works. Unless you're living in Scotland and they have a different verdict, which means is not guilty, but what's the other verdict they have? Not guilty because of unsatisfactory evidence or something like that, or couldn't be proven guilty. Not proven guilty, I think, was the final one they have in Scotland. They have three alternatives over there. We're not in Scotland. We're in Ireland, and Northern Ireland we're talking about here. It's either guilty or not guilty. The men were found not guilty after a 9 week trial where there was a jury and a judge who sat through the whole 9 weeks, not like the rest of us who got the highlights on Twitter or Facebook or whatever it was from your local news station. You just got the highlights of the case. They saw the demeanours. They saw the sincerity of the witnesses. They saw the whole story. And they made a decision that these men were not guilty. But yet, they're still being treated by society as being guilty. Now, not only that, of course, there was the WhatsApp messages, which were concerning as well. And the locker room talk. Now, I'm not going to go into it all, you know, but they talk about them being brazzers and you know, there was a lot of spit roast last night when they were referring to the girl. And, you know, they basically talked about their exploit and exploits the night before. You know, the way I suppose rugby lads do. And that's not excusing them for that. But, you know, people will say that it's locker room talk and girls sometimes do the same thing. So I want to know, by the way, I've never heard of anybody losing their job because of that before, by the way. Or anybody being, I suppose, almost harassed at this point because of, you know, bad locker room talk. Let me know what you think. Do you believe Paddy Jackson, or do you think it's fair that Paddy Jackson constantly, every time he tries to sign for a team, is being harassed and harangued by usually liberal groups who contact sponsors and tell sponsors to pull out so he can't get the job? Do you think that's fair? Maybe some people believe it is fair. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. And what I want you to do, by the way, is you can WhatsApp us at 087-188-0008, but I want you to do me a favour tonight, because we got some new software in that we're testing out for our text, because we've had an issue since we moved from the shortcode text with the software that we've been using, and it's been difficult for the presenters here to read the text because nowadays it's quite limited the types of software you can get for desktop, so to speak, for texting. But we have new software that has been developed for us, and we're testing it out, and we want to the instructions we've been given is to try and break it. So what I want you to do is text as many times as you can. It is free, by the way, when you text us. It's a standard text number. So provided, of course, you have a free package. And most people do have unlimited text in the package. If you're being charged for your text, don't do it. That's entirely up to you, right? But I would like you to text us. And I will read out your comments if you text us, because it is much easier for me to see them now on the screen in front of me. So the text number is 087-188-0008. Same number, 087-188-0008. And I don't care how many times you send in the same text. Do it, because I'd like to try and break the system, because that's the instructions I've been given. Try to break the system now. We want to see if we can handle it. So text as many times as you want. And I'll encourage you to do that. What I'll do is I'll give one of Ashling's hampers away before 11 o'clock to somebody, or to the people who text in the most amount of times. All right? So I give away one of Ashling's hampers. There's a couple of key rings, and there's car air fresheners, and there's stickers, and there's mugs, and there's all sorts of carry on. I give one away to somebody before 11 o'clock. So text 087-188-0008. Forget about WhatsApp just for now. 087-188-0008. Remember, most of you will have free texts. I don't know of your particular package that you have with your mobile phone company, but most of you will have free texts. Yes, thank you, Angela. Keep texting, and it's 087-188-0008. Text as many times as you can. Let's see if it's working. Yes, it is working. Thank you. Let me go to Peter. Peter, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Peter?
How's it going, Noel? Can I get one of them hampers just for being a good guest?
Well, Peter, I'll tell you what, I will sort you out with one of them, all right?
Good man.
Do you have a car to put the air freshener into?
I sure do.
All right, okay. That's good. You can hang it around the Greyhound's neck. Hang it around the Greyhound's neck, couldn't you?
No, they're in the back in a little part for them, yeah.
All right, okay. All right, so, Peter, I mean, look, every time these guys try to sign up for another rugby team, you know, the usual, let's all harangue the sponsors and get them to pull out. And now we're looking at Guinness is pulling out, the major sponsor of London Irish rugby team, because Paddy Jackson's going to be signed.
Yeah.
Is it right?
Is it right? Well, I believe a team like London Irish should have went into all this and rang their sponsors before they thought about signing Paddy Jackson. Because, well, guilty or not, the stigma that surrounds the man is just, no matter where he goes, that's what he's going to be looked at. Even though he was found not guilty, we believe in a court of law, not guilty. There's still people believe he was, and that if he wasn't a rugby star, that he wouldn't have got away with it. That's just the way people think. There is people that stick by the law and say, okay, in a court of law, he was found not guilty. He should be able to get on with his life now, and that's the way it should all be. Fairy tale story, but that's not the way it is. If he had moved to Australia or New Zealand, you know, people mightn't have knew about him, but he's only gone across to London from Belfast, and where people know what was released in the press about the text messages, the state of it in the taxi, and, you know, a lot of people know all the ins and outs, and even though he was found not guilty, that follows him, that stigma of a man that, even though he was found not guilty, a man that done such insults to a girl, boasted about or whatever, he was found not guilty, but people still believe he does it. He done it.
I mean, I'm looking at some of the texts coming in. Somebody mentions, by the way, that Gibraltar, just, he said, nothing to do with the topic now, but Gibraltar are a rubbish team. They're 180 ranked in the world. That comes in, I think it was Kieran and Ross Cowan says it. So the fact that they're only beating them 1-0 is probably not a good thing. But getting back to him, but you're right. And yes, there is this kind of thing that surrounds him, and, you know, this negativity from some people, not from everybody, but from very few people. For whatever reason, are using this hashtag, I believe her, constantly all the time. But that's not his fault. And his life shouldn't be put on hold. And people shouldn't be surrendering to this, you know, judge and jury by media, social media.
Yeah. But if you look at the facts, and if you look at the way people are today, a lot of people believe if he had to be in a high-profile Ireland international Ulster playing rugby player, that it would have been a total different outcome.
Well, if he hadn't been an international rugby player, the story wouldn't have even been in the news.
Exactly.
Well, you know, you would have got a page four story of, you know, a woman in court accusing, you know, four men of rape, and that would be the end of it.
Yeah, yeah. And the higher the profile of the player, like, the more it's going to be remembered. If it had been, you know, this wouldn't happen to someone that wasn't high profile. You know what I'm saying? The same way Donald Trump was found with all that stuff he was saying in the bus, the man talk, you know what I mean? Or it's only a bit of men talking. The higher the profile, you know, the more that it's going to follow them. If it's a nobody, this won't follow them around. If it's a somebody, they'll never get rid of it. They'll never shake
it
off.
But we need, but can we not just stop this? It's because it's not fair on him, is it? As a human being, it's not fair on him. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not condoning the WhatsApp messages and the WhatsApp group and the carry-on that went on between them. But we wouldn't have been privy to that WhatsApp group if it had to be for the fact that this case was such high profile. I mean, I can guarantee you that there's rugby boys and soccer boys and GAA boys all over the country who have WhatsApp groups, and maybe girls as well, that have stuff in it just as bad.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. But the fact of the matter is, he was a high profile player. This got out. Not much leaked out of that whole case, but people got on it, and that hashtag, we don't believe him, you know what I'm saying?
I believe her, yeah.
All these women's groups that are girl power and all, they get wind of something, and it spreads like wildfire. You know, the best thing if you want to spread news quick, tell a girl, tell a woman, and I'm telling you one thing, if you're all over Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and there'd be no end to it, because girls believe that they're not being listened to, they believe that this girl was not given justice, and that is just going to follow that man for the rest of his life, and it's something he's going to have to live with. And London Irish should have, as a business, before they done this, contacted our sponsors and said, look, you want to sign Paddy Jackson, are you all right with this? And that's the way they should have done it from a business perspective. You know what I mean? If Tiger Woods, he was a big boy in the commercial world. His sponsors dropped him in seconds when he done what he done. You know what I mean? So they should have, from a business perspective, London Irish should have asked their sponsors before they done that. And from Paddy Jackson's perspective, he's just, the rest of his life is ruined because of what happened.
No, okay, but let me look at some of the people on Twitter are saying, Simon says, or Simone says on Twitter, it makes no difference if people think Jackson and the rest of them raped the woman or not. It comes down to the fact that they were found not guilty in a court of law, which means, like it or not, the likes of Guinness have to accept that decision. And a person says he should be allowed to move on. However, if a company doesn't want to be associated with that because he's a total shitebag, that's fair enough. And look, it is their decision. I suppose it was anybody's decision if they want to sponsor somebody. Somebody said, proves a lot, a false accusation, and he still can't move on with his life. Another person says, wasn't found guilty, move along. And another person says, this shows that a mere accusation of sexual inappropriateness is a life sentence. And another person says, sick of Guinness selling more than beer. There's a convicted rapist that plays for, oh yeah, he mentioned their team, for Waterford actually, because I mentioned this before, and no one cares about that.
Exactly. If they're not high profile, no one cares about it. Another thing you can look at is Diageo just trying to get away from London Irish because they're a rubbish rugby team as well.
Well, I don't know much about rugby, so I couldn't tell you whether they're a rubbish rugby team.
And not many people know about London Irish. This is the first time I've heard about them since I think you heard the rugby results back in the day on the radio on a Saturday. You know, I think that's the last time I heard London Irish. But is Diageo using this as a way of getting away from them? Just using the Paddy Jackson thing of get away from this team. They're not winning. This is not the brand. We want a winning brand. You don't know like what's behind it. This could be just an excuse for Diageo to break their sponsorship as well.
Okay, well, stay there for a second, by the way. Loads of texts, by the way, coming in. Thank you, Vin. I get the message. Yeah. I know, Vin, I said texting a lot, and I appreciate what you're doing to me there. Just Vin. He keeps texting. He's obviously cutting bloody paste. Thanks, Vin. We get it. All right. It's hard to find your text because Vin is doing it so much. He must be sitting on his phone. This is not, I hope you're keeping well. I hope your texts are working fine. Yeah, they're working grand. Keep texting. And the number, by the way, is 087-188-0008. Vin, I get it. You can stop now. Let me go to Sharon. Sharon, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Sharon?
Good evening, Niall.
Good evening to you, Sharon. Sharon, I mean, Is it fair that companies now, I mean, look, cash converters have said, are trying to say now in the news that it wasn't to do with Paddy Jackson, but a couple of weeks ago on Twitter, they said it was. You know, so they basically are saying they don't want to be associated with it. It doesn't represent what they represent. Now you've got Guinness saying they're going to meet the club to discuss a decision which is not consistent with our values. So
he was found innocent. He wasn't convicted of these things. Yes, obviously, it exposed some details that probably he's not very proud of. But he has to be allowed a chance to resume his life and to actually carry on playing his sport. And this is just bully tactics from you know, big companies that believe that they can sway, you know, what they want to happen in every department of their life. And actually, why should they? I'm glad that London Irish, you know, wanted to sign him and take him on. It's a hit or miss. Sometimes it's a great team, sometimes not so good. But the same with all rugby.
I know nothing about them.
I know you're not a rugby bugger.
Are they any good? Are they any good? Just
to be honest, I've been so busy this year. I haven't followed rugby at all, which is really unlike me. But when I was living in the UK, I mean, I saw them play quite a few times against Bath, which was my team, and they were pretty good. They could be a really good side. So, the side's only as good as the players they've got, and obviously they've taken on a brilliant player. But for all this controversy, well, apart from anything, everyone's talking about London Irish, so I suppose there's one benefit. But at the same time, you know, this is persecuting now somebody that was found innocent in a court of law. And that is just outrageous.
Well, I mean, people are saying, okay, fair enough, he was found not guilty or innocent, as you say, in a court of law. But they're saying, well, what about all the WhatsApp messages? You know, you can't ignore that. You know, we know he was guilty of that. That's not a crime, mind you. Morally, it probably isn't the nicest thing in the world to do. You know, he talks about sluts getting effed. He talks about them all being brazzers. What a great night we had last night. It was hilarious. You know, they were spit roasting some girl. And they talk about all this in their WhatsApp messages. Now, you could argue that those WhatsApp messages would never have been made public if not for the case in the first place.
Of course not. No one would know about those details. And I used to, when I used to live and work in London, we used to use the same hotel for some of our training conferences as a very high-profile London football team. And, you know, and they were of the same ilk but worse, because they were ridiculously rich, threw their money around and expected women to behave as these women were described in the WhatsApp. This, sadly, in a male-dominated sort of sporting world of lads, isn't unusual, but it isn't just in sport. You know, you get groups of lads together, you look at people on Facebook, you know, horrible people that, you know, make horrible lewd comments about women. It goes on everywhere. But no one would know their private life of this if it hadn't been brought up and exposed in all the press. So, yes, it might mean he's questionable about his approach to women. He probably will have a lot of trouble getting a girlfriend or keeping a girlfriend, but that's nothing to do with his sport and his ability to go and represent a club and play top level rugby.
Well, I reckon that a lot of girlfriends out there would be aware that their boyfriends talk with other friends of theirs in that kind of manner. The same way as I'm sure there are women who, you know, who talk about lads in kind of locker room talk way.
Yeah, of course they do. It's the way of the world, isn't it?
Yeah.
London Irish just got promoted, so I'd say it's all high profile. That's all it is. London Irish is after getting promoted, and then this high-profile thing comes up with it as well. So
yeah, but
reason to stop sponsoring London Irish if they're getting promoted. So it has to. The only reason you could be getting rid of the sponsorship is because of Paddy Jackson. Why would you want to take your sponsorship off?
Well, let me clarify. Diageo haven't pulled the sponsorship yet. They said cash converters have. Cash converters are now denying it's over Paddy Jackson, probably for legal reasons. But they did say 3 weeks ago, I think it was 2 weeks ago on their Twitter account. I know where you're going with that, all right. As a company, we are committed to the highest possible standards, they says, when it comes to our investments in any sponsorship and collaborations. As a result of a detailed and thorough review of our support for London Irish, we have decided to discontinue our association with the club. To me, that says one thing and one thing only it's about Paddy Jackson. and they're denying that now. And also, by the way, Guinness have said that it has serious concerns about London Irish signing controversial former Ireland rugby star Paddy Jackson. And they said they will be meeting with the team later this week to discuss things which is not consistent with their values. Now, that to me...
Do you know the amount of cash converters that sponsor drug addicts?
I haven't a clue.
There's a let me.
I don't even think there's cash converters in this country anymore. They were here for a while. They're gone now. I think, as far as I know, I know they're still in the UK. Is there still any over here?
I won't get you into trouble.
No, I know. I don't know. I don't know where many there are. I didn't know they sponsored drug rehab programs. But there you go, Margaret. You're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Margaret?
Hello,
Margaret. Go ahead. You're on Classic Kids. What do you want to say?
Well, I think it's right because even if it wasn't rape, which is a whole other story, but it's
even if it wasn't, Margaret.
Okay, we'll agree to disagree on that.
No, we won't agree to disagree on that. It wasn't, Margaret. It was in a court of law. They said it wasn't.
In the court of law, it said it wasn't.
And you know better than a court of law, do you?
No, I'm not saying I do at all.
Well, then we won't agree to differ. That's the fact. Agreeing to differ means we both have an opinion. It's a fact that they didn't rape anybody.
Okay.
Right.
But still, high-profile people are kept to a much higher standard than everyone else.
I would agree.
That's just the way it is.
I agree.
Well, see, you take this, you discussed it on your show there earlier on in the week, the comments that Michael D made about Trump. The same way, he's held to a much higher standard. We can give out about whoever we like. That's a completely different situation. Whereas he's a high-profile rugby player, and he's expected to be a role model for young people. Like, young people seeing all that, all their messages that he sends. Like, what are they going to think of women or of men or whatever? Is my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of young men be thinking of him as a hero. There's a lot of young men that are involved in all that stuff, and they think Paddy Jackson's a hero.
Yeah, but they shouldn't. In fairness, Peter, that when they see those kind of that kind of graphic stuff, they shouldn't be thinking he's a hero. They should be a little bit ashamed of him. But that doesn't mean morally what he did was wrong in relation to the messages. But Margaret, should that define his whole life? You know, a few WhatsApp messages that, yes, morally were wrong, but should that define his life? It's not illegal, by the way, to send, you know, graphic WhatsApp messages.
I completely understand it's not. But, as another caller said there, if he went to Australia or wherever, somewhere far away, where, let's be honest here, he probably wouldn't even be known, like.
Didn't he went to France at one stage and was going to get signed there, and exactly the same thing happened.
France is a lot closer than Australia.
Margaret, this story is an international story, and I'm pretty sure no matter what country, you know how small the world is now with social media, no matter where he goes in the world, this story is going to follow him.
Especially in the rugby world. People all over the world that love rugby know the story, no matter where they're from.
Yeah.
So he's now finding it difficult to get work anywhere. Is that fair, Margaret?
No one's saying he has to be a rugby player for the rest of his life.
See, it says on my screen, Margaret says he deserves everything he gets.
Yes, I firmly believe he does.
And why?
Because, as I explained, he is held to a much higher standard because of he's good at rugby. I don't follow sport in truth, so I wouldn't know much about him only for this case.
Mm-hmm.
And so he is held to a much higher standard than I would be, will say, because nobody essentially knows me. And he is
Can he not turn around and do Ulster and the Irish rugby team for discriminating against him if he was found not guilty? Like, Ireland let him go, Ulster let him go, and yeah, he was not guilty, so should he be able to turn around and sue them for discriminating against him when he was found not guilty. Why is he not going that route?
Well, see, they let him go based on the WhatsApp messages, not based on the accusation of rape that was in court, because, of course, he was found not guilty. They did it based on the WhatsApp messages saying that, you know, they were inappropriate and he didn't meet the standards, which they believe. In other words, he brought the game into disrepute.
With a text.
They're fully in their right to do that. We'll say different times, different presenters or lots of different things like that have been fired for comments they made or pictures they send or something. It's on the news nearly every second day that such and such a presenter is being fired because they said this or that or the other. They made a racist tweet, we'll just say, or a homophobic tweet or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the, you know, it's on Facebook every day that, you know, such and such is being fired.
We wouldn't have seen that years ago, but we're seeing it a lot now. But Sharon, you know, as Margaret got a point, that leaving aside the not guilty verdict and the accusations that were made at the time, you know, it was enough to have these, you know, WhatsApp messages, which by many would be seen as despicable. It was enough that you know, he is a role model to young men, and you can't have young men thinking this kind of language about women is acceptable.
You look at the sporting role models. Some of them are fantastic. Some of them are gutter snipes. You know, there's a huge range of what people look up to. There's footballers who get into fights and, you know, get done for rape. There's, you know, all sorts of, you know, whatever his name is, McGregor chat, that's obviously not the biggest, best guy for PR of his own ship. But, you know...
But you know, there's a story there during the week about Ronaldo, one of the most famous players in the world. He had an accusation of rape against him. All of a sudden, the accusation has been dropped. There's a suggestion that the woman was given some money to go away. And
she probably was.
And she probably did go away because of some money.
She probably did.
But why?
That he rapes her.
Yeah, it doesn't.
He just wants the publicity.
Absolutely.
And if you look at what he
So
does,
what I'm saying is...
charity and stuff. I mean, he's an absolute fantastic role
Absolutely.
Model.
So, Margaret, why is it we don't turn around and say, we want Ronaldo fired? I mean, because, again, he's not guilty of anything.
Yeah, but not enough people don't jump on the bandwagon with him because he has the money to pay to keep her out of Facebook, keep her out of all these places. You know, he could sue Facebook for allowing his name to be put there when he wasn't found guilty.
Well, I mean, it is a fact. It was in the newspapers that there was an accusation of rape made against him.
Yeah.
And it was in the newspapers during the week that the case has been dropped and there was, they believe, an undisclosed amount of money. Paid.
And no reporter has the nuts to go all the way with it.
No.
You know what I mean? It lost its legs. The story has lost its legs. Whereas this poor fella, the story hasn't lost its legs. And it's that close to home that it's still there in people's minds. Even though it's probably a year or two ago now.
It was May 2018.
Yeah, and so it's still fresh in people's memory and all.
But I mean, Margaret, is he to live, is he to put up with this for the rest of his life? Well, realistically, he only has about 10 years left in his career as a rugby player. So for the next 10 or 15 years, for the only time he can actually make money in his life, has he to be basically scarred by this accusation and also these messages?
Yes. Well, say, them messages were 100% wrong. Well, say, it's like nowadays, if you go for a job interview, the first things your employer does is go onto your Facebook and see what you have put on your Facebook. And they will see everything you have put on it. That's everyone.
That's discrimination.
It might be, but that's the world we live in now.
That is discrimination, that is.
That's the world we live in now.
That's an unfair world, isn't it? Let's say, for example, now I know Peter, by the way, I'm not suggesting he's a homophobe, but I know he's not a fan of, say, gay marriage, right? Let's say Peter was famous and he played rugby and he went onto his Facebook page and said, I voted no in the marriage equality referendum because I don't believe it's right for two men to get married. Some nice statement like that. That's just his opinion. And all of a sudden we fired him. Should he be fired for that? Because there are groups out there who would demand he'd be fired for saying that.
There's people in Australia that have got fired from rugby clubs from saying them exact things.
That's right, yeah. Only recently.
Big time.
Yeah.
And then people are saying everybody deserves a voice. But yeah, if someone comes out and says something like you just said there.
Sharon, have these sponsors and, you know, and the power that sponsors have, have they become too powerful and they're essentially politicising everything. In other words, they are the ones making all the political decisions. In other words, that anybody who might have an opinion that goes against the liberal norm will lose their job or a sponsor will pull out.
Yeah, and absolutely. And it's a terrible thing because sport and commerce should be two different things. And, you know, the commercial control now, it's a huge money thing to run a top class team of any sport. And, you know, they rely on these sponsorship deals. Of course they do. They're their bread and butter to get them the good players. But, unfortunately, that has given too much power, I think, into the levy, the sort of leverage that they've got from the sponsors to try and control what the teams are actually doing. And then it becomes, as you say, political. And it stops being about the sport and it starts being political. And I think that's wrong in sport.
Denise in Swords, by the way, says many people would actually stop bringing Innes, of course, if they did pull the sponsorship. Probably because he is playing for the team. None, I imagine. Another person says, the feminist sheep. This is some of the texts, by the way, coming in our 087-188-0008 texts. The feminist sheep is just regurgitating the Me Too and I Believe Her shite. She doesn't even seem to understand what's going on. Another person says, Jackson was not convicted of anything. His accuser, like many other women, willfully had sex and then accused Jackson. She should be, whatever that is, she should be hounded and not the man she accused. Okay, well, I don't agree with hounding anybody, by the way. Keep texting, and particularly in that particular situation. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. By the way, I am asking you tonight to specifically text because we're testing out new software and I need to break it. I need to get as many texts as I can to see if we can actually break the software. Let me go to Dave. Dave, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Dave?
Hi, folks.
Good. Dave, I mean, I know nothing about rugby, but I know about the whole political angle of this thing. I mean, everywhere the man goes to get signed, there's another group waiting to get sponsors pulled.
Sure. What's the point in... What was the point in even being found innocent? That this is going to be the crack, like?
But there's more to it. There's not just the court case. There's the WhatsApp messages, which would have never come out, by the way, if it hadn't been for the court case in the first place.
Oh, no, I know, yeah. It's just we seem to live in a world now where every single little fucking thing has to be politicised. You have to pick a side with everything, like, you know. Just let the man play his sports. He was found innocent, like, in a court of law. Why is he being nailed to the wall in the court of public opinion? You know, fine, he said some shitty things through text messages. Who hasn't? Look at Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather is probably one of the biggest scumbags who's ever walked the face of the planet. And he's also one of the most, like, famous and rich sports stars there is out there. Do you know, like, the man was accused of domestic abuse how many times? And there was a hell of a lot of evidence to show he was a domestic abuser, yet he took part in one of the biggest pay-per-view events the world has ever seen. And the stadiums were absolutely packed out, like, watching him. What's with the double standard? Your man was right there a minute ago. The only reason is because he doesn't have the money to hire people to, you know, get onto lads on social media and say, listen, cut that shit out.
I mean, Margaret, you've been listening there to what Dave was saying as well. I mean, there are many celebrities and footballers and rugby stars and boxers and MMA stars that have really bad reputations out of the ring and off the pitch, you know, for different crimes and different problems. And yet we don't tarnish them. But on this one particular situation, we seem to be going after this guy and his colleagues, you know, relentlessly.
Well, I fully believe that no one should be able to pay off anybody to keep their mouth quiet. I don't believe.
Why does your man's life have to be ruined? Like, his name got dragged through the muck. He went to court. He was found innocent. Like, we're all supposed to live in a fair, just society. So by the rules we all want to live and want to be treated by, he should be left alone. Like, why is it with the death squads that are out to try and every time the man tries to pick his life back, put his life back together, like, hounding him and, you know, getting sponsorship stopping him from playing in the sport he's in? Maybe he is a bit of a knobhead, but so what? Like, what does him playing rugby really, how does that change any of the rest of our lives? Why do people nowadays have to be so fucking involved in everybody else's business? Like, the guy was found innocent, leave him alone.
It's just the world we live in now where everything is online.
Yeah,
I don't agree with everything being online.
No, and you know what it is? The reason we live in a world like that is because there's this poxy-bleeding, really vocal minority, and the rest, everybody else seems to just let them off, you know? Let them ruin people's lives. Why, like? Do you know what? Why?
Okay, let her answer, Dave. Let her answer. Sorry, Margaret. By the way, can I just mention, sorry, before you do answer, Ireland have just scored again. So it's 2-0 to Ireland. Sorry, go ahead, yeah.
I don't fully understand. I can't explain why. But we'll say, as I have said before, I feel like I'm repeating myself now, but as I said, he is a role model. All them other sports stars are role models, and I think it's completely ridiculous what they're getting away with. Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather, all them, I don't know an awful lot of sports.
Yeah, their behaviour out of the ring is not the best, let's be clear about that. Yeah. But hold on a second. They actually have done something wrong. And on two occasions, McGregor has found himself, you know, being arrested on two occasions, right? Only recently. But in saying that, you know, this guy was arrested. He was brought to court. A charge was made against him. He was found not guilty of that charge. And we still won't leave him alone.
Yeah, I couldn't
just because some people believe they know better than a jury. People weren't even there.
Yeah.
Do you understand, I suppose, the point that Dave is making? I mean, why are people getting involved when they weren't there? They weren't there on the night. They weren't in the room. They didn't see what happened. They weren't in the courtroom for 9 weeks. You know, I mean, it's all well for good for people out there to go, oh, hashtag I believe her. So they weren't in court. They didn't hear the evidence. They didn't see the sincerity in people's voices. They didn't, you know, whereas the jury would have. Unless we take it that all juries are idiots.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't think the jury is an idiot. Or in this particular case, are idiots.
Yeah, I do get what you're saying. Sorry, I
want to
say something now. It's
gone out of
my head.
No, I understand. I do understand what you're trying to say. And if it was a case that he was somebody who was found guilty and went to jail for 2 or 3 years and then came out and was looking to try to get into a club, I could understand the backlash. Is that a crow?
Is the
crows behind somebody there?
Because of, like, the ineptitude. Like, it's all talk about, like, a Jeffrey Epstein kind of guy. Like, you know, that scumbag should be rotten in a jail cell. But these guys, they went through the process. It was found to be, like, it was, you know, whatever happened, it was consensual between everyone. And, like, I don't think any less of your one for doing it. If you're, you know, if they get up to that in the room between the three of them, more power to them. That's between them and, you know, whatever gods they pray to. But I just don't like this thing, like, nowadays, where if someone does something wrong, but because the mob doesn't accept that, you know, the ruling of the court, and because some morons who read an article on social media think they know more than a judge and jury, the pitchforks are out.
Okay, like, well, hang on. Michael, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Michael?
Hello, Noel. I just got a little bit of that stuff. Sorry, money has to come in. Well, first of all, I probably would have sided with those two guys because no one knows what happened in that room. No one knows between two people. You really want to be, I don't mean the maker himself, but you'd want to be Superman to know what was going on, right? Now, but what really, really, really upset me and a lot of people was the text.
The WhatsApp, now, messages, yeah.
Yeah, all the messages and all this, that's what destroyed them. I really believe they, you know, they were found, they were found not guilty, right?
Yeah.
And then the text came out when it was all over.
The WhatsApp messages, yeah.
Yeah. Now, what I can't understand is London Irish, they are a rugby crowd, that's what they call London Irish.
London Irish, yeah.
Now, right. Now, they signed this guy up, Jackson.
Now, they want to sign him up, yeah.
Yeah, they want to sign him up. I really think they should do their homework. How can you sign somebody up? Fair enough. I don't mean to be sort of a hypocrite. Please don't take me wrong, Noel. But if facts come out afterwards, Noel, if facts come out on a phone for everybody to read, and it only was produced after all the shit that went on, and London Irish Club, they must have heard this, or either that or the club must have been in a coma. I am angry over this, Noel, because if I didn't have been a member of that club, there's not a chance on God's planet I would have signed him or the other two on that team. For the fact is that they sent the text, and that would have been enough for me.
Well, Dave, do you want to respond to that? Okay, they're not guilty in a court of law, Dave, but they are guilty of being involved in this WhatsApp group. And I read out some of the texts. There was a lot of spit roasting last night. It was like being on a merry-go-round. What the F was going on last night? It was hilarious, lads. Who are all those brazzers? He's 7 foot and he plays the flute. Another person says, walked upstairs and there was more flutes than on the 12th of July. What else? We were top shaggers last night. There was a bit of spit roasting going on last night, fellas. Precious Secrets. They're all sluts. Belfast sluts. Yeah, it was pretty juicy stuff, Dave, you know what I mean?
Look, I'm not defending your man. Like, I mean, look, from the nature of the messages, you know, he's probably a bit of a scumbag. But when did being a bit of a scumbag become illegal?
Hold on, David, hold on a minute. Now, you're after hitting it on the nail. He is a bit of a scumbag. You're after saying that. Words out of your own mouth. How in the name of God, after you coming out and saying something like that, or anybody with a piece of decency, how can you sign him up for anything? I wouldn't even give him a job in the council.
Well, hold on.
Never mind London Irish.
Hold on a minute. Unless the people who signed him, like, look, if a club doesn't want to sign him because of his past and they want to protect their brand, I'm totally cool with that. That's up to the club. They're in it to make money. Fair enough. But unless the people who signed him were living in a bleeding cave, they knew who he was.
Yeah.
They knew his past. What annoys the shit out of me is that nowadays, just because a bit of backlash from a very vocal minority, people will cave in.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah, but Michael, with respect, right, there's WhatsApp groups all over this country at the moment for men and women, by the way, and I'm not saying women are innocent when it comes to this. You know, I'm sure women are in WhatsApp groups talking about the size of men's dicks and all sorts of carry on, right? Mm. There's WhatsApp groups where there's lads, you know, there's talk like that going on. I'm not saying I'd be proud of my son if I seen something like that in his WhatsApp groups or whatever, right? But nobody will ever know about it. The only reason you know about this WhatsApp group and you know what he said, and by the way, I'm just looking here from the script here. Paddy Jackson, his particular one said there was a lot of spit roasting going on last night. So he certainly wasn't innocent in the group, right? But the only reason we know about that is because of that court case. If he had never been brought to court on what turns out now to be an allegation that wasn't true, found not guilty, well, then we would never know about that.
That's what I'm saying to Niall. I'm not trying to be smart. Please, do you
understand what I'm saying, though? You'd never know. Yeah.
No, exactly. You see, Niall.
It wasn't in public. They didn't do this in public.
I said this for years, Niall. If you're going to accuse somebody, now I can understand a child. Child cannot be named. Same with these, what's going on down here with these two young guys.
Well,
I can understand that.
Please don't talk about that. Thanks.
All right, okay. Now, but if you're going to accuse somebody of rape, I really think the time has come now where the person is accusing you has to be named. I really believe that now. No, because any Tom, Dick and Harry can come along and say, she done that, he done that. Oh, we can do this. The problem is then
you're into a situation, let's say, for example, in this case, that we don't know, as you rightly said, nobody knows what happened that particular night.
No.
Apart from them and her, right?
Yeah,
now, in this case, if it was a case where you were naming the person who's making the allegation, and I hear people referring to her as a victim, she's not a victim when they've been found not guilty. But anyway, but certainly she's a victim of whatever circumstance happened on the night.
Yes.
But in saying that, if we start naming people who make accusations in these kind of cases, then you would have that person harassed for the rest of their life as well. And possibly in the wrong too.
No, there should be a way. There should be a way that it can be named without the media getting that. There has to be. The person, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm going the wrong way around this. But London Irish, I think what's after happening now, as London Irish, they are a famous rugby club in England, London Irish. They've been there for a long, long time, and they've been very successful, right? They've had guys from all over the world. Now, they're in an awful position now. They're not telling you the truth, but I'm telling you the truth now. Now I'm going to tell you. London Irish are put in an awful position now. Now they're getting a bit of a backlash, but they're not telling you, me, or the media, or anybody. They're getting it from the board. They're getting it from the members of the club in London. And this is what's after happening now. Do they take Paddy Jackson? Do they take the other guy on? Do they sign him up? I remember Paddy Jackson saying that he wanted to play for London Irish because nobody else would touch him with a barge pole. Now, London Irish are in a knot. They are in an embarrassing position now. What are they going to do?
Okay, well, look, loads of texts coming in, by the way, at 087-188-0008. Question on. WhatsApp messages are encrypted. How were those messages read and then released? It does not sound right. What are you talking about? Message. How were they released? What do you mean released? I don't understand the point you're making. You mean how do we read them out? Because we read them off a phone, like everybody else, when you send a WhatsApp message. Sorry, I thought you were talking about our WhatsApp messages. No, because they would have been decrypted by Ungarda Síochána Forensics Division, I imagine. The Garda would have just confiscated telephones and got them off that. They wouldn't probably have to do that. They would have just got them off the phones, just read them. They can be used in a court of law. The only way to be clear that they wouldn't be used is if you delete them. So if you send something that you regret, the best thing I could suggest to you is you delete it. And you can also, by the way, the new WhatsApp now with the update, once you've updated, if you send somebody a message, you can delete it from their phone as well, in most instances, as long as it's not in a group. Sometimes in a group you can't. But if you send it from one-to-one to a person, you can delete your own message from their phone as well by deleting all. And you'll see that. The person says, hold on. What part of our private conversations are people not listening to? They weren't in Twitter, Instagram, etc. It was a private conversation. It was a private conversation. And a person said, if you walked down any street in Ireland and randomly look at a few guys' phones, do you think you wouldn't find similar messages? You're bright, you probably would find some similar messages, depending on the age group of the fellas. And Kevin Limerick, I want to read it. Where's that Kev's text going then about Ronaldo? He's given out. Do your bloody homework. Ronaldo's case is still ongoing. They've just changed the venue. Homework, lads. Homework. Helena wouldn't be so sloppy. Aisling. I'm joking. It was my own fault. I know, but there was talk during the week in relation to that case being dropped. Kevin, if you do look it up, there was talk about that case, particular case being dropped, and they did believe that it was going to be dropped. So mark my words, it probably will be. Yes, they did move the venue, but the reason they moved the venue was so this particular lady could voluntarily dismiss the case. I'll read it out for you, Kev, in case you don't believe me. This is only on the 5th of June, which is only a couple of days ago. And it says, this is in the Metro, which is that's the daytime version of the Irish Independent. Cristiano Ronaldo case dropped as model withdraws allegation. A woman who accused Ronaldo of raping her has dropped her lawsuit, according to reports. The Juventus forward strongly denied claims he raped former model Catherine Magora, 34, after meeting her in a Las Vegas nightclub in June 2009. The case was reopened last year by Magora, who allegedly said she was given $375,000 to keep quiet, but it now has emerged. A notice of voluntary dismissal has been filed by the accuser last month in the state of Nevada. That's according to Bloomberg, by the way, which I'm assuming they're usually right. It is not yet known if this lady and Ronaldo agreed an out-of-court settlement. But in a statement earlier this year, the lawyer for this particular young woman did obviously maintain and admit that she had been given a large sum of money. Now, sorry, Kevin, you were wrong. The case has been dropped. Now, keep texting. The number is 087-188-0008. You were right about the venue moving, but the point is the venue moved because she wanted to dismiss the case. Now, I want to talk about psychics and mediums. Do you believe in them? Or are they all charlatans? Now, I don't want people naming them for obvious reasons on the air. There's a lot of them out there, psychics and mediums and all of these type of individuals who tell your future.